Yours can work for a short time or the whole day, whatever it works for you. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. The search for any accomplices continues in New Orleans after Wednesday morning's Bourbon Street truck attack that left 15 people dead, sent dozens to the hospital before the suspect was shot dead by police. ABC's Jim Ryan has the latest from New Orleans.
Throughout the night, investigators studied the wrecked out pickup truck that Shamsuddin Jabbar drove through a crowd of New Year celebrants here on Bourbon Street. Now the truck and the construction lift it slammed into have been towed away. The street remains littered with debris, yellow police tape, and medical gloves worn by the paramedics who tried to save the lives of Jabbar and his victims.
Jabbar was a U.S. citizen from Texas and an Army veteran. Families are now in mourning. Sherelle Jackson's cousin was killed in the attack. She faults the city's security measures.
It's kind of like they dropped the ball. Like, something should have been there where he could not have, he could have tried to drive the truck through, but something should have been there to stop him.
This is ABC News. Authorities in Hawaii are promising to crack down on illegal fireworks after three people were killed in a New Year's Eve explosion. Jim Ireland with Honolulu Emergency Services.
It wasn't just four or six patients. It was 5 and then 10 and then 15. And then early estimates were at least 20 patients.
Investigators say it appears a bundle of fireworks tipped over and fired sideways. Lingering smoke from fireworks helped make New Year's Day a bit tough on the lungs in Phoenix, Arizona. Poor air quality prompted alerts, and officials urged people to stay inside. But Anna Geisler wanted to start the new year with a hike.
It's just so beautiful, and it's a great day. Like, day off of work, might as well go out and enjoy the beautiful surroundings and get out on the mountains.
In the college football playoff, Georgia and Notre Dame will play in the Sugar Bowl this afternoon, delayed a day by the New Orleans attack. Ohio State beat number one Oregon in the Rose Bowl. It was Texas over Arizona State in the Peach. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
An update on sports this morning is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Well, college football took center stage, as it does on New Year's Day, with the exception of the just-mentioned Sugar Bowl, which was postponed until later today. Texas avoided the first big upset of the college football playoff, hitting a fourth and long touchdown pass to keep the game going and beating Arizona State 39-31 in double overtime. Number 6, Ohio State, roared into the college football semifinals with a 41-21 victory over number one Oregon. In the NBA on New Year's Day, Washington 125, Chicago 107, Detroit beat Orlando 105-96, New York over Utah 119-103, Miami 119, New Orleans 108, Toronto 130, Brooklyn 113, Houston 110, Dallas 99, Denver over Atlanta 139-120, and Sacramento beat Philadelphia 113-107. From the NHL, Los Angeles 3-0 over New Jersey yesterday.
Around 7 million people in the U.S. donate blood yearly. These donors are doing what they can to support the 335 million strong population and are an essential asset to emergency hospital care across the country. This month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to recognize our community's donors and thank them for their contribution to the care we provide. If you would like to support your community by donating blood, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Happy holidays! It's the most wonderful time of the year, and we hope you're surrounded by the people you cherish most. May your Christmas be merry and your heart be light. Here's to a new year filled with hope, love, and endless possibilities. Wishing you a season as special as you are from Right Way Plaza. Wacker Chiropractic, the Driftless Area, Capital Wealth, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
Partly sunny and cool today, a high of 25 with west and northwest winds at 6 to 15 miles per hour. A low of 11 tonight. Friday mostly sunny with a cold wind and a high of 20. Friday night mostly clear and frigid, a low of 4. Saturday plenty of sunshine but still very chilly, a high of 18. Right now east winds are at 3 and we are now dropping a little bit. Looks like we're down to 18 at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It's a bundle up morning. Tim McGraw on WRCO Radio. Phil Nee with you today. Thanks to Adam Hess for filling in yesterday as I was snoozing after a trivia-thon the night before on New Year's Eve. That was a blast, as it always is, and it's back to it. And it's kind of amazing that most schools are going back to school today. And you think, wow, that's pretty abrupt. I mean, it normally happens. But then you look back, many of them got out on the Friday before Christmas and did not go back on Monday. So that was probably a positive. So there's probably give and take with doing that, having a little extra time before Christmas. It's back to it right now after the New Year's holiday yesterday. So look out for the old yellow school buses rolling again this morning. This is Luke Bryan.
One thing, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand, able to dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of the midnight moon. Don't
times on WRCO 617, and our temp has continued to dip. We're down to 16 now after an earlier reading of 20. East winds are around 3 miles per hour, so it's going to be chilly again for the next several days. You'd think it was early January. Oh, I guess it is, isn't it?
Meyer Oil and LP extends heartfelt holiday greetings to their valued customers. They're proud to be a part of the community and wish everyone peace and happiness in 2025.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Don't forget, you can find all of your craft supplies at the Creative Outlet. This week, you will get 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
On Monday, January 6th, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131 extension 1516 by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131 extension 1516.
It's the half-price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item at regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This amazing deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways are not included. The sale ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Mr. G's is open today until 7:30 p.m. Don't miss these incredible savings. Head to Mr. G's now.
Choose Mr. G's.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Yeah, baby. Let's go.
My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get a stub. What you see is what you get.
That's right. Yeah. I still go to D.
cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me Backwoods. I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. Hip toe and camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up. Find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. Head to toe in camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide. What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get.
Yeah, that's right.
Chris Jansen on WRCO. Good morning. Hopefully the holidays were good to you. Back to it today. And maybe, hopefully your resolutions are still going along. Mine, I guess, really haven't started yet. I've projected some for this year, so I need to be better about lots of things. So we'll see how it goes. Today is the 2nd of January. Back to it as we get toward the run once again.
I know you noticed him standing by his girlfriend, looking like two people in love. When just a week ago he was calling you, saying, baby, I just can't get enough. You
paper today. Though Miley's heart must move right away. Pick up the phone, I hear somebody say. She said, hey, does your heart still run like it should? I said, yes, but since you left me, it don't do me no good. I got a one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sunday. Guaranteed to start this one on her heart. She wants to know, was this heart in a wreck? Are there bad breaks? Was their owner neglect? Will you be asking for an arm and a leg? I said, this old heart is worth a lot to me. Treat me right and I can let you have it for free. It's a one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sundays. Guaranteed to start, it's a one on her heart. Said I need to see some papers on you. I said the title is clear. If something happens, she said, what will I do? Well, I'll be ragged. This one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sunday. Guaranteed to start. It's a one on her heart. My one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sunday. Guaranteed.
Sounds like he should call Prime Mover. That's T.G. Shepherd and a one on her heart. Coming up, news, weather, and sports on this Thursday morning.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you tired of paying rent and building someone else's equity? It's time to stop making your landlord's mortgage payment and start investing in your future. Divorce your landlord today and step into home ownership. Whether it's your first home, dream home, or anything in between, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help you make that leap. Call us now, 608-738-8765, and see how easy it can be to own your own home. Why rent when you can own? The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you say goodbye to renting and hello to your new home.
Do you take pride in performing routine maintenance and repairs? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort have an exciting opportunity for you. They're hiring for a full-time maintenance position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Join the team and help keep the magic alive at the House on the Rock. To apply, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Don't miss out on a chance to be a part of something extraordinary.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time today is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today, partly sunny and cool, a high of 25, a low down to 11 tonight. Our temperature has dropped from the midnight reading. Right now it is 15.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
I'm Phil Neve for WRCO, WRCE News. Authorities in New Lisbon are searching for a man they believe was involved in the death of two juveniles and a woman on December 30th. According to the New Lisbon Police Department, a juvenile was reported missing from Monroe County on December 30th around 7:40 a.m. Police began to search for the missing person when they discovered a second juvenile was also missing from New Lisbon. Around 4:30, police say they found both juveniles and an adult woman dead inside a home on the 300 block of West Bridge Street in New Lisbon. Authorities continue to look for a person of interest believed to be involved in the deaths. He is described as 5 feet, 10 inches tall, weighing 150 pounds. Anyone with information is encouraged to call 911. Officials say they have activated their crisis response team and are communicating with school districts to provide counseling resources as needed. Why nearly 200 ballots went uncounted on Election Day in Madison will be scrutinized. The Wisconsin Election Commission has a special meeting scheduled for this morning. The 6-member commission will consider an investigation of City of Madison Clerk Maribeth Witzel Bale regarding 193 uncounted absentee ballots for the November 5th general election. Just over a week ago, the clerk's office said the uncounted ballots from 2 wards were discovered during post-election reconciliation and cleanup. The Elections Commission wasn't informed until December 18th, and the office of Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway only found out when the commission notified the city attorney. Regulation of AI could be on the agenda for state lawmakers. Senator Julian Bradley co-chaired a study committee which held monthly hearings beginning in July. Bradley said they wanted to hear from people that are utilizing this technology on a regular basis to make sure that their viewpoint and the viewpoint of those that this is going to touch on a daily basis is heavily noted in anything that lawmakers take forward. The panel did not propose legislation, but does recommend a permanent committee on AI. Bradley said, "Our interactions with AI technology will only increase." Governor Tony Evers and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss also organized AI task forces last year. State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu is also ready to get to work in Madison. The Ewsburg Republican said the most important thing the lawmakers do every session is budget. Governor Tony Evers will introduce his budget at some point in February, and LeMahieu says leaders will be working with Evers on a date for the State of the State address and the budget address. The Republican leader tells WOMT Radio in Manitowoc that providing tax relief from the state's budget surplus of over $4 million remains a priority. The new legislative session begins next week. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles says they were plenty busy in 2024. Administrator Tommy Winkler says the DMV conducted nearly 2.3 million transactions, including over 922,000 vehicle registration and title transactions and more than 928,000 driver license and identification cards. The DMV opened 2 new centralized emissions testing facilities, one in Oak Creek and one in Brown Deer. The DMV also updated the motorist handbook and added 3 new specialty license plates during 2024. Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be hosting a community program, Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, on Monday, starting at 5:30. The program is beneficial to parents and caregivers of children, featuring a guest speaker. Betsy Raisler is the Drug-Free Communities Project Director for Partners for Prevention of Richland County.
This particular program is aimed at helping parents and other caregivers identify strengths in their children and in themselves. She has a tool that she will allow each participant to get a hold of have, and they'll discover their strengths within the context of this community dinner. So that will be held on January 6th. That's a Monday night at the Richland School District in the West Commons. We'll have seating for the dinner outside the auditorium, and then the speaker will be in the auditorium.
Mary Guggesberg gives an insight on what to expect when she speaks at the event.
First, let me tell you the name of the event. It's a community that cares. Use your strengths, create a community of belonging. And it's the opportunity to use a tool called Values in Action, short to VIA. And it's a framework that really celebrates individual strengths. And how do we live those strengths? How do those strengths show up in what we do every day? And then for parents and caregivers and all of us working with young people, how do we see those strengths and really celebrate the strengths? A lot of folks, we go to the negative, like we catch our kids doing wrong. And what I call out is catch your kids doing right. And we do that by celebrating who they are at their inside, at their core.
Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, hosted by Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, will be held at the Richland Center High School West Commons on Monday starting at 5:30. Be sure to register by today by calling 608-647-6151, extension 1516, or you can visit the WRCO Facebook page for a link to register. The annual WRCO Triviathon was played on Tuesday night. Congratulations to the Not a Clue team, which finished first with 620 points. Triple Threat placed second with 600, and the Barnyard Scholars were third with 520. 28 teams did their best to answer 35 questions during the course of the evening on New Year's Eve. A reminder today, Rotary Lights in the Park in need of volunteers. Today they can use your help between 10 and 4, gathering up electrical cords, and bring along extra gloves if you're going to volunteer. A break will be held from noon to 1 for lunch. Volunteers can work 1 to 2 hours or the whole day today at Crosscut Park. The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center. Partly sunny and cool today, a high of 25. West and northwest winds at 6 to 15. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, a low down to 11. And Friday, mostly sunny, a cold wind, 20 degrees, with a northwest breeze between 10 and 20. Right now, WRCO east winds at 3. Our temperature has dropped to the current mark, 14.
It's a new year, and you have the chance to focus on you. Take the opportunity to treat yourself to something amazing and come into Macy's this weekend for great deals on wardrobe superstars like 20 to 30% off Karl Lagerfeld, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. While you're at it, get back into a healthy routine with new gear from Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And your New Year's resolutions? Oh, you have plenty of time to figure them out. But these deals start tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Well, it's back to it today for many schools, and there will be a few games going on as early as tonight in high school sports. Details in a moment.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
WRCO Sports will feature coverage of tonight's River Valley at Richland Center boys basketball game. The Southwest Conference is back with a full night of games. Lancaster is at Dodgeville and Platteville at Prairie du Chien. North Crawford plays at Westby. Cooley Providence at Brookwood. Another boys game, Seneca at Kickapoo. And Ithaca makes up a game that was snowed out on December 19th. They're playing at Wazika Steuben in boys basketball. There's a doubleheader at Riverdale Riverdale. Lafarge plays at Riverdale. The boys' game at 6, and the girls to follow this evening. Lafarge at Riverdale in girls' hoops. Also, Baraboo at Mauston, Highland at Blackhawk, and Luther at Cashton. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Badgers will open the 2025 portion of their schedule with a Friday home game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa carries a 10-3 overall record and has split 2 Big Ten conference games. The Hawkeyes are second in the country, scoring nearly 90 points a game. Sophomore Owen Freeman averages just over 17, and senior Peyton Sanford comes in at 16.5. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock Friday night at the Kohl Center for that men's basketball game. Giannis Antetokounmpo tells reporters Bucks coach Doc Rivers gets the credit for the team's come-from-behind 120-112 win over the Pacers New Year's Eve. Milwaukee was trailing 83-64 in the third period when the coach motivated his players to come roaring back. Led by the energized Giannis, the Bucks ran Indiana off the court 56-29 the rest of the way. Brooklyn visits the Fiserv Forum coming up this evening. The Packers' regular season is almost over, but Green Bay is ramping up for a major event later this year. The 2025 NFL Draft will bring thousands of people to Titletown and also the city's downtown area. A campaign called Touchdown Downtown is working on draft day fun for the huge crowds who will be visiting. Downtown Green Bay Assistant Director Jen Matcalf says organizers want to make sure they showcase what you can do when you come to downtown Green Bay. On the field, the Packers preparing for the last regular season game, a home game, and it will be a cold one against the Chicago Bears. Xavier McKinney talked about Caleb Williams, the Bears quarterback, and how he runs well.
He can extend plays with his legs, and you know, I think the receivers do a good job of like converting routes and just moving around. So it's tough. You got to be prepared for it. And I think that's something that we prepare for in practice and kind of get ready for mentally, knowing that sometimes the downs might be longer.
Kickoff time Sunday at noon. The college football playoff quarterfinal in New Orleans has been postponed today after the truck plowed into a New Year's crowd about a mile away from the site of the Sugar Bowl. So the game originally scheduled for Wednesday night at the 70,000-seat Superdome. Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley says all parties agree that it was in the best interest of public safety to push the game back. It's now set for 3 o'clock today. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says he'll attend the Sugar Bowl and is confident the area in and around the stadium will be safe. Texas avoided the big upset chance in college football, hitting a 4th and long touchdown pass to keep the game going and beating Arizona State 39-31 in double overtime. And number 6 Ohio State roared into the college football playoff semifinals with a 41-21 victory over number 1 Oregon in the 111th Rose Bowl. Jeremiah Smith caught 2 of Will Howard's 3 long touchdown passes, while Ohio State went ahead 34-0 in a sensational first half. I'm Phil Nee with sports. You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
100.9 WRCO. Trying to mend, any day.
Aaron Tippin on WRCO and Love Over Money. It's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. Cruising on through a Thursday morning, which seems like Monday morning.
Hey, it's Carl. Wishing you a wonderful Christmas season filled with happiness and safety. Best holiday wishes from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
It's the half-price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item at regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This amazing deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways are not included. The sale ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Mr. G's is open today until 7:30 p.m. Don't miss these incredible savings. Head to Mr. G's now.
Choose Mr. G's.
Walsh's Ace is sending heartfelt gratitude to their loyal customers this Christmas. May the season bring happiness, and may 2025 be a year of success for all.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Networking for your business or home computer is a must. Put your trust in the locally owned and staffed Computer Doctors. They'll build the computer you want, whether it's for online gaming, business applications, or endless hours of surfing, all at a price you can afford. Computer Doctors keeps you connected with the latest advances in today's fast-paced world, giving you peace of mind with a safe, reliable computer. Visit Computer Doctors at 122 West Court Street, downtown Richland Center, or call 647-5986.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
4 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. That was kind of a good day yesterday. I actually did get out and get a little fresh air a couple of times yesterday, and it is fresh. I think the air is going to be even fresher here in the coming days. So that was a good thing. That's one of my resolutions there, to make sure I get out and at least, if not get some steps in, just get some fresh air. And this time of year, it's kind of hard to do that. But nonetheless, did that yesterday. Watched a little football, too. Certainly, that was a really exciting game, Arizona State and Texas. Battling it out in double overtime. But again, it's kind of fun to watch a game where you have really no inkling. You don't really care who wins. And those are the best kind. Now it is Packer Bear week, and it's a struggle. It really is here in Sextonville. I need to start a support group for mixed marriages. But nonetheless, with one Bear fan, one Packer fan in the household, somebody's going to be disappointed. I think it's going to be really cold on Sunday, not only in Sextonville, but I think for that game, which could be a little bit of an equalizer on Sunday on the Lambeau Field frozen tundra.
That I'm crazy, like I'm the only one.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 7 o'clock. WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450, Richland Center. Joining the party as well today on a Thursday at 7 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stopping by at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take